Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY 2024 results conference call of Maiden Forgings Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Ganesh.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Maiden Forgings Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Nishant Garg, Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Nishant Garg. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ganesh. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning, dear investors. I am pleased to welcome you to the earnings conference call for Maiden Forgings Limited. As you are aware, our company is deeply involved in the manufacturing and sales of diversified ferrous metal products. We have a strong focus on providing customized and specialized solutions to a diverse client base across various industries. Founded in 1988 as a sole proprietorship, Maiden Forgings has evolved significantly over the years. We became a private limited company in 2005 and transitioned to a public limited company in 2022. Over the past 35 years, we have focused on manufacturing a wide range of bright steel bars and wires with an increasing emphasis on value-added and specialized products. Our in-house manufacturing facilities include annealing, cold drawing, peeling, grinding and testing, ensuring that we maintain the highest standards of quality. With nails introduced last year, we further added to these processes. Our three manufacturing units in Ghaziabad have an installed capacity of 53,000 metric tons per annum. With a robust infrastructure, zero tolerance quality policy, and a dynamic team of experts, we are well equipped to meet the special requirements of our customers for various critical product applications. Our commitment to quality, delivery, and customer satisfaction is reflected in our operating cycle, which is marked by an efficient operating cycle as per the industry standards. We specialize in the design and manufacture of various types of ferrous metal products, including carbon steel, stainless, and alloy steels. Our products are mainly in the form of drawn products such as bright bars, wires, profiles, ground bars, and pneumatic nails. Our fully integrated infrastructure consists of facilities starting from annealing process till the finishing machines, all located at our three manufacturing facilities in Kavinagar Industrial Area and BS Road Industrial Area, Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh. Our product range is extensive, with sizes starting from 0.19 millimeter up to 105 millimeter, includes different grades of steel in various shapes. This diversity gives us a competitive edge, enabling us to provide highly customized and specialized solutions to our customers. We are also under an expansion into some specialized products and grades, which will further solidify our position as one of the few global manufacturing facilities offering such a wide range of products. Our products are used across several industries, including automobile, engineering, infrastructure, hardware, oil and gas, defense, and home appliances. We have a significant customer base spread across entire India. Also, we have been exploring small volumes to the US, and we anticipate significant growth in our exports as our newly installed collated pneumatic nail plant has become fully operational during the last financial year. Today, we proudly serve over 450 customers, and we continue to build strong global relationships. Our aim is to ensure that we meet and exceed the expectations of our clients through innovation, quality, and exceptional services. We are pleased to present the financial performance of our company for the second half of FY24 and the full fiscal year FY24. Despite a challenging economic environment, we have demonstrated resilience and achieved significant growth, underscoring the strength of our business model and our strategic initiatives. For the second half of FY 2024, we recorded a total income of 121.02 crore. Our earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization, that is EBITDA, it stood at 12.78 crore, reflecting an EBITDA margin of 10.56%. The PAT, profit after tax, for this period was 5.5 crore, translating to a PAT margin of 4.58%. Over the entire fiscal year, FY 2024, our total income reached 237.31 crore, marking a year-on-year growth of 7.3%. Our EBITDA increased to 24.07 crore, a year-on-year growth of 7.90%, with an EBITDA margin of 10.14%, up by 6 basis points from the previous year. The PAT for FY 2024 was 9.72 crore, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 1.19%, and the PAT margin stood at 4.10%. Additionally, our EPS for FY 2024 was 6.84. Special point to be noted here is that we have seen a strong increase in our total sales volume, with an annual volume of 34,451 metric tons for financial year 2023-2024, compared to 29,131 metric tons in 2022-2023, an increase of more than 18% in terms of high profit, high-value items, including SS, bright bars, and nails. Our annual volume increased by approximately 31% from 1,793 metric tons in 2022-2023 to 2,348 metric tons in 2023-2024. That is for the high-value and high-margin products. This fulfills our commitment of minimum 15%-20% annual growth that we had reiterated at various events during the last fiscal year. Though unfortunately, due to the lowest-ever steel prices during financial year 2024, same is not reflected in terms of revenue, but still, we are satisfied that overall, the market base has risen at the expected level, which is bound to be reflected in the revenues in the times to come. A significant milestone for MFL was getting listed on the BSE SME platform on 6th April 2023, raising 23.83 crore from the public as a primary sale of 26.25% equity for future expansion. We have added more than 40 customers in the financial year, while retaining almost all existing customers and increasing volumes with them. Although the impact of the growth in volume isn't visible in terms of revenue due to the steel prices, like I said earlier, if we normalize the steel price at April 2023 level, the revenue would have been a minimum of rupees 260 crore, despite the IPO expenses and exceptional spend on marketing, including participation in four global exhibitions and building a global sales network. We have managed to grow profits. Considering the overall conditions of the steel market in the last financial year, our performance has been remarkable and in line with expectations. Looking forward, we are optimistic about a significant increase in volumes, revenues, and profits with the markets picking up and the closure of elections in India. With a good order book and the new upcoming plant expected to be operational by Diwali, we anticipate improvements in operational and financial efficiency, boosting our profits. We are confident in our ability to leverage opportunities in both domestic and export markets and expect to achieve a higher PAT margin in the long term. With our recent registration at the Ordnance Factory Board, enhanced traction with U.S.-based customers, active engagement in R&D to launch new products in the near future, further enhancing our growth projects is ensured.
The consolidation of plants is underway and would further give us leverage in terms of efficiencies, and with well-planned layout of plants, we further get an edge to be able to cater to the best of the brands globally. Additionally, we aim to increase capacity through CapEx and outsourced manufacturing model, positioning us strong for future growth. Our vision is becoming more firm day by day, and our team is working hard and enthusiastically to create an ecosystem of growth for Maiden Forjings Limited and society at large. We remain focused on leveraging our core strengths, optimizing operational efficiencies, and exploring new opportunities for expansion to continue this positive trajectory in the coming fiscal year. We are very thankful and grateful to our investors, employees, customers, suppliers, and all the stakeholders who have supported us throughout this journey. And I personally thank everyone for joining the call. And now, if anyone has questions, please feel free to ask.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touch-tone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Bhavish Chauhan from Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So my question is with regard to our sales growth target that we have by FY20, and we want to go to 1,000 crores. It seems that you will require approximately 40% CAGR. So are we taming down on that?
Hi, Aditya. Thank you for the question. And I again welcome you to the conference. See, 5 years target that I have reiterated at multiple times that from listing date till 5 years, the plan is for 1,000 crore sales. That is our internal target. And yes, like if you heard in my conference call, in I think almost near the end, I told that we are working on the expansion that we are already undergoing currently, like with new plant coming up. And as well as side by side, we are working on the models where we are getting the contract manufacturing done for finished steel products. So that all, you must also understand that, we started working on this thing like 6 months back or 3 months back. So when these things will start giving impact after, say, 6 months or 7 months, so then that kind of CAGR would be visible in the numbers as well.
Okay. And so secondly, I understand that our sales is down because of lower steel prices, but our EBITDA pattern is down by from 7,500 in FY23 to 6,987. So what is the reason for that? Is it the adverse product mix or?
No. EBITDA margins have increased vis-a-vis last year.
I'm talking about EBITDA per ton, not EBITDA margin, because that is the idea.
I will have to look at it. But like I said, that almost the high profit, high value and high profit margin product that have grown by almost 31% in terms of quantity. So
in that light, sir, it is even more surprising
There has been 2-3 additional expenses, which we didn't normally have for the cost of raising the funds, as well as the extensive marketing that we done for the rebranding of the company. So those expenses were there. So I think they must be impacting it. So I will have to check about that per ton kind of calculation again. I can't, comment at the moment on that.
Those exceptional one-time expenses, what was the quantum if you have with you?
The combined quantum, I think you can email it to me and I'll send you the breakup separately.
not over the call.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sir, in terms of volumes, 18% volume growth was decent in the light of the environment. So looking forward, let's say next 2 years, how much volume growth that we target?
Aditya, I always have told like in past 7 or 8 months that total growth would be somewhere between 15% to 20% for this year, that has gone by. So in terms of volume, we did 18%. It was more than 18% only, some points above that. So we did that, but unfortunately, this due to the steel prices and everything, it was not reflected in the top line.
So my question was that going forward, how much should we consider similar number for FY25-26?
Yes, I see the target for this, even the internal target, I said 15 to 20%, but the internal target was somewhere between 20 to 25%. We missed that, and this year we are trying best, and hopefully, you know, like the elections are almost over tomorrow, the results are getting declared. Suppose that the market should take a good improvement, and we already have spent good amount on marketing last year, and combining all these impacts, this year it should be better than last year.
Yeah. And so lastly, pneumatic nail sales have started?
Yes. That is the reason. See, that is the primary reason why the high profit, high value, high margin products increased by 31% in terms of volume.
Okay. And what is the contribution in terms of volumes? How much would be pneumatic sales?
It is not very huge right now. It must be last year it would have landed around 5 to 7%. That's an idea. I haven't seen the exact numbers.
But going forward,
based on the 31% growth, I am just doing the back calculation. Yes, please.
Yeah, but going forward, the pneumatic nail should be significant, 20-30% over next 3-4 years.
No. In the coming year, because see, that is the product approximately which the price is around 120 rupees per kg. In terms of volume, I think it will reach around 20%. But in terms of revenue, it will be contributing around 10 to 12%, I think. Because there are products with value of 250 rupees per kg and 300 rupees per kg. So their impact should be more visible in the numbers in terms of revenue.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Ravani from Shriji Finserv LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi Nishant, good morning. Am I audible?
Hi Dhruv.
Yes, very much audible.
Hi.
Nishant, I just wanted to understand, you know, we say that, you know, we have increased the, you know, high value, high margin products in this particular year and the product mix has changed. Mm-hmm. So what would you articulate the reason for less growth in the EBITDA number? You know, I can understand the sales revenue, you know, because of the steel prices, which is less, but, you know, why can't we see some growth in the EBITDA numbers?
EBITDA numbers.
Because year on year, we are almost flat line.
Right, almost like 8% kind of growth is there. But see, I haven't also analyzed that reason yet. We are working on it. So I will also have to check like why it is. See, the cash flows would have turned positive. Maybe the depreciation part has, you know, taken the space. Like we invested before just the IPO in the last financial year, we made investment of around 8 crores in capex. So from our own fund before the IPO. So maybe that is the impact that is taking place over there.
Okay. And do you feel like, you know, because at the end of the day, while volumes have grown, but how do you feel that you may be able to tackle the steel price volatility and to make it more linear in terms of profitability for us?
Any analytics person would be knowing that, you know, this is all cyclical. Though our margins are fixed, so margins shouldn't be hampered in a big way. But like this time it happened that the overall growth was somewhere between 18 to 19%. Despite the fact that high value products were, you know, had a better growth, but yet the revenue increased by only around 8-9%. So
this was a cycle, and due to pre-election time, the prices were very tight and close, controlled. So this is cyclical. The impact will definitely, I am very optimistic that in this financial year, just like we have already started seeing it from April, May, that the prices are rising in steel sector. So I believe this trend is meant to, it has a tendency to follow on for the coming year and year or two. So it will definitely improve in the coming years, because ultimately there is, in rare cases there is deflation, but the economy always goes on the inflation side. So I think it should increase soon. So it will go towards betterment only.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning.
Hi, Chirag. Good morning.
Sir, I was new to your company, so I had a couple of questions to understand the company. So what was the capacity utilization for the FY24?
It comes on, 53,000 was there, and we need almost 35,000. So it comes out to be approximately 70%.
So how much would be our optimum utilization that can be done?
85 to 90%.
So any plans to reach on that?
But Chirag, what happened was earlier our capacity was around 50,000 tons last year's data. It was around 50,000 tons. So we increased our sales approximately by 5,000 tons, and we increased our capacity by 3,000 tons. So it's an intentional game somewhere that we try to keep it under 80.
Sir, we lost you in between.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was saying that we almost increased our sales by almost 5,000 metric ton this year, and we in the middle of the year we somewhere increased our capacity by 3,000 tons overall capacity. So it's an intentional game wherein we try to keep it just maximum till 80%, so that one of our USP, that is fastest delivery model, that remains maintained. That gives us a huge premium in terms of customer retention, as well as getting better margins from the customer in ordinary products as well.
Okay, understood. The next question was on the expansion that we are also planning to, that is in place currently. So what product are we manufacturing in that plant, and what would be the turnover of that plant that we are targeting from that?
First and foremost, see, the primary target of the new plant is to consolidate the activities of the two larger plants that we have in order to improve the efficiencies. First and foremost, these are operational efficiencies, these are the call is going all right. Everyone is, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Yeah.
Okay, I was getting another call from someone. Okay, so, sorry. Like I said, this will increase the operational efficiencies as well as the financial efficiencies. Like we are talking about EBITDA and the overall gross margin. So those are meant to improve once we have consolidated our activity. These are little costs, such as administrative cost in terms of security. Then we have got electricity costs. These all will improve. So that will give an edge to the company in, retaining the capital reserves of the company in the future. So first and foremost is that. Secondly, the new plant will have exclusive space, like I mentioned in my opening remarks as well, that we are going for contract manufacturing kind of models. So it will have proper packaging machines and proper, there are multiple products that still have, very much high demand side, whereas the supply side is weak. So we are catering to those finished products such as fasteners in stainless steel, such as large sizes of forged bars in stainless steel and alloy steels. So such products we are targeting on in new plant, which we initially plan to start by contractual manufacturing so that the overall asset level remains controlled. It remains kind of becomes with time an asset-light model. And out of those activities, whichever we find that producing at our own end would be far more profitable than getting it contractually manufactured, we would be opting to start the manufacturing of those products as the new plant has almost current area also of almost double than the existing units. So that is kind of the strategy that we are playing on currently. And I hope the results should be marked in the next result. We can see the direction where it is going.
Okay. So what I understood that we are kind of debottlenecking, and we have expanded our facility approximately by 2x compared to existing facility.
Yes. That is already, the land has been acquired. The operations are expected to start before Diwali.
In this year?
Yes.
Okay. So next on the, what's the expected, we are expecting, can we expect 2x revenue growth from the facility itself, or it would take some number of years to ramp it up?
No, it will take at least, if we are talking purely in terms of manufacturing, our own manufactured goods, it should take to 2x, it should take 2 to 3 years minimum.
Okay, understood. Next on the inventory side, so our inventory levels have gone up significantly this year. So can you give some color on that?
Yes. See, last year also, this was the question, and this year also, we have increased the volume, right? So at one go, when you are increasing, you have to, since if you notice the maiden forging model, it has more than 50 grades in stainless steel alloy and carbon steel, all combined. It has more than 50 grades that it caters to. So what happens is, for example, there is one of the customers that we have gained newly. It buys in a, let's say, in a container of 20 metric ton, it buys almost like 9 or 10 sizes. That is 2 metric ton in each size for 2 different grades, let's say. So we have to, because he is giving us regular orders, and we haven't yet understood the patterns that what all he requires. So we had to go for over inventory. Last year it was same case, and this year also it was same case. But since April, we have started to, focus a lot on optimizing the stock side, inventory side of our business. As well as that being said, keeping additional stock has always helped us reduce our debtor cycle. So that is giving somewhere an added advantage, because the stocks are with us and we can liquidate at any point of time. But reducing the debtor cycle due to having stock in hand, that gives us an additional advantage. But yes, this year, I think by the year end, it should see much more improvement in the stock keeping cycles.
Okay. So how much would be the percentage would be raw material, and how much would be the finished inventory?
Approximately, you can say the finish would be always around 20% maximum.
Okay.
Because ours is a fast moving kind of a thing. We keep moving, because, and plus what happens is, we supposedly there is a 10 to 11 mm is one size, like 10 mm is one size and another is 11 mm. So we have customer demand for 10.1, 10.2, 10.3. It can be any demand. So we, and it has to be manufactured from same size of raw material, say 12 mm. So we keep 12 mm in our inventory as raw, and as the customer demands, we quickly make it and dispatch it according to the exact size what he or she requires. So we mostly try to keep it in raw materials. Most of the finish is against order, because it is kind of a tailor-made product.
Fair enough. What's the mix between the value-added and the normal steel that we have, products we have in place in the revenues mix?
Approximately, we have reached the volumes that I told. Approximately, we have reached around 12-13% this year.
In value-added?
Yes.
Okay. So, what the percentage are we targeting to reach?
Approximately, the numbers I was telling just now, I have just roughly calculated right now. Approximately 11-12%.
So that's the maximum that can be done from...
No. That is what we have achieved already.
Okay.
In this financial year.
So what level are we targeting to?
20%.
Next 2-3 years. Okay. In next 2-3 years.
In next 1 year, we are targeting around 18-20%. Because see, what happens is this time also I calculated it a bit wrongly. Like we increased overall by 5,000 tons. Right. And the contribution of high margin products increased by almost 800 tons. Okay. So, the overall sales also increased. So, that came out to be 10-11%. While calculating in the beginning, I made an error and I expected that it should go around 15%. But the overall volume has also increased, so the contribution becomes a little lesser. Unit is downsized as per the overall increased volume. So it turned out to be 11-12%. So next year we are targeting around 18-20%.
Okay. So what's the typical margin between a normal product and a value-added product?
See, for this topic, I think we can have a separate call. Like, you know, you and us, we can have a separate call or email. Because I have told multiple times that we have 8 product lines currently.
Okay.
So the margins vary from each product, you know, in each product.
Okay.
So almost out of these 8, I can give you a rough idea that 3 products are high value, high margin kind of a product, and 5 are the conventional, which have you know, lower range of margins to a middle level kind of a middle range of margin.
Okay. So those 3 products would be in the higher double digit side.
Correct. Correct. Okay. The 11-12% contribution I am telling for those products only in the last year.
Okay, okay. So that was helpful. So next, lastly, on the competitor side, so who we are, do we compete with in the market? That was I was trying to understand.
Chiragji, see, for example, in wires, we are competing with Bansal Wire, whose IPO is coming in the coming times. Okay. For steel bright parts, we you know, we are competing with multiple big mills also. For example, Tata also produces bright bars, JSW also produces bright bars, and for nails we are competing with one company is Astrotech and one is GK Wire. So, you know, we are not having an apple to apple comparison with anyone due to the business model that we have, due to the product mix that we have. So we don't have any apple to apple comparison, but yeah, I have given a few names if you want to, you know, see the competition product wise.
Yeah.
And somewhere this combination only gives Maiden an edge, that we are, you know, different from many, many big players that we have in industry currently.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, also on the contract manufacturing side, you mentioned that. So, how much revenue are we targeting from the contract manufacturing facility that we have?
See, it should be, you know, I can't comment on the exact number right now because we are also still, because we last month only visited Germany. We exhibited in Germany in one of the biggest exhibition of our industry. And we started the talks for selling post bar or stainless steel fasteners with those customers during the exhibition itself. So as of now, we have just one order in hand of around value of 30-35 lakhs, you know, as on date. But there are talks with multiple customers. The target is that, you know, we should at least do 2-3 crores a month kind of sale in these products from August or September onwards. That is the target. I am not giving any numbers or guidance, but that is the target that we have. So you can calculate the overall impact in the next year's balance sheet.
Yeah, sir, that was very helpful. Lastly, before I get back into the queue, I was trying to understand that why a customer would join us as a maiden forging or in a competitive industry like this rather than going with other competitor in the similar segment. So what is the edge
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, your voice got okay. I got the question, but
so see, Chiragji, I think we should have a separate call on this. There are multiple reasons and factors why they will opt for maiden forging. Naming a few is like you already said, except for the fastest delivery, what would be the reason? See, we like I told you that for Brightbar, I am taking just one example. JSW Tata, these also manufacturers have inline facilities for producing bright bar in front of their rolled products, hot roll products. So, but what happens is they can't cater to, if the customer has demand of multiple sizes, they can't cater as fast as we do. They can't, in bright bar, we are basically playing with the mechanical properties of the materials. To make it application ready. So it is kind of tailor-made products and whereas the big mills only give standardized products. They don't work on the precision and the kind of infrastructure that we have, like multiple kind of various machines that we have. So we are able to give the most precise products as required for that application by that customer. That is one of the reasons that why we cater mostly to the end customer. So, one of the major reason is this, that, maiden stands separate in that way. So, one reason is that there are numerous reasons that I think would be entirely a different tangent that we will have to discuss over a longer call.
Okay. If I got you right, that we cater to smaller players who want multiple types of players, so that wouldn't limit our market size.
Right.
Addressable.
Right. Plus, there are multiple factors, numerous factors. So that I think I will be able to throw more light in a separate form.
Yeah, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
Chirag. I will get that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neeti Shah from True Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Good morning, Nishanji.
Good morning.
Yeah. Actually, I want to ask about our recent sale of our land facility. So can you give me an idea about what was the consideration received from that sale?
Sorry. Can you again repeat it?
I want to know, can you give me the amount we received from our sale of land facility, which we recently did a couple of months ago?
No, we purchased the land facility, but we haven't made any sale as of now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We haven't sold any facility as of now.
Because as I remember in last call you mentioned about selling of your land facility.
Yes,
by,
we have no, it was not to buy a new land. We have already acquired the new land and we would be eventually selling. We are already under the process of offering it to the market, but it can only be sold completely once the shifting has been done.
Okay.
So we haven't yet sold any of the facility.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Urmi Khania from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Urmi. Yeah. You are very much
honored. So, can you please give me the growth or revenue outlook for FY25 and 26 and also EBITDA margin outlook for these years?
So we are on both the fronts. If you talk about top line and in terms of EBITDA, we are targeting 20-25% growth rate, like I told to one of the person in the earlier question. So 20-25% kind of a growth rate we are expecting, not expecting, we are targeting.
And also for EBITDA?
Yes, both in the similar line.
Okay. And what would be the growth drivers for these? I know that increase in the share of value-added products is one of the reasons. Any other main?
Correct.
One is that, and secondly, like I said, that you know, contractual manufacturing thing that we have already initiated. So that would be second growth driver. And third one would be the efficiency that we would be adding on with the new plan. And as well as, like I mentioned in my opening remarks, that you know, the new plant's layout and everything, because it's the latest. Till now, whatever plants we were making, it was you know, either taking debt or arranging our own funds and, you know, creating a new plant. This way we you know, build up three facilities. So it was not a perfect layout and a kind of plant that gets approved by any global brand. So now with the new upcoming plant, with the, you know, having a perfect layout, well-planned layout, we would be able to, you know, with time, rope in better brands as our customer. So that would be the third growth driver that should pay off in the coming times as per my estimate.
Okay, thank you. And another question is that I see all of your plants are at Ghaziabad, and this new pneumatic mills plant is on the same location, or have you transferred all of the...
No, no, the pneumatic plants, nail plants would remain at the same location. We are not doing any, you know, up and down over there, because it's a newly installed plant, and it is a well-planned plant, which has, you know, ample area for future expansions as well in the same category.
Okay, so all of your plants are at the same location.
Even the new, yes, it is, and even the new plant is also in Ghaziabad.
Okay, and this pneumatic nails plant has been operational since which month?
Since almost, almost throughout the entire financial year.
Okay, okay. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vikas Malu, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Mr. Malu, I have unmuted your line. So, sir, there is a background noise from your end.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, you are audible, but there is a background voice, Vikas.
Yeah. As of now, is it clear?
Yes, it is much better. Please proceed.
Just a second. Yeah, Nishant ji, my first question is that recently you have mentioned you have monthly targets of rupees 25 crores of sales per month. So, can you give a like what is the current run rate in the first 2 months of the FY25?
For the first 2 months, I haven't yet checked, but like someone also asked me a day before or something like that. So like in hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Am I audible?
Yes, yes, you are audible.
Okay, okay. So someone asked me. So we reached almost in February and March. We reached about 22 to 23 crores kind of a sale in February and March. So we reached over there despite the steel prices being low. We almost sold like 3100 tons or 3200 tons in each month. Okay. A little lower in March because the last 10 days were holy and everything, and labor shortages and everything. But we were almost, you know, we have reached 3000 to 3200 tons kind of per month sales. And despite the steel prices being low, we reached around 22 to 23 crores in February and March. So that was the last, you know, which we have already analyzed. And we closed on March 31st on the basis of those incremental sales, which was in the beginning of the year, it was around 16 to 18 crores kind of ballpark every month. So that was at least despite the steel price. So that I would comment for this, these 2 months still I haven't seen the check the
film. Okay. Okay. Fine. Let's go my side.
Okay. Thank you, Vikas ji.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Hi, Bhavesh ji, welcome back.
Sir, this consolidation of various land at one location, how much margin do we expect due to this?
Bhavesh ji, you see, it's too early to comment on this. But I expect in administrative cost terms, we calculate like the savings in electricity cost and everything. We estimated minimum, 10 to 11 lakh per month saving in terms of efficiencies. That is just one component of it. Second is financial cost. Third is, the increased better customer base that we should be able to get from the new plant. But just based on operational efficiencies, my estimate is that minimum monthly we should save 10 to 12 lakhs.
Okay, sir. And we are very smart.
With that being said, it's way too early to comment on that. Yeah, right, sir.
So we are a very small polling company and there are many large players. So any particular company that kind of benchmark that we want to be like them, or we are following the footsteps of them?
See, we are somewhere, if you notice that we have 8 product lines right now, which are somewhere, either they are vertical expansions or horizontal expansion that we did over the year, right? Now we are talking about contract manufacturing. So if you notice this entire thing, the growth pattern last 2-3 years, I'm talking the pattern in particularly in terms of strategy. If you notice the strategies that we have adopted, somewhere we are going for all those products which have demand or which have high potential in the future, but as on date, the supply side is very weak. So we are catering to multiple products and trying to innovate the supply lines, supply chain. So that being said, somewhere, that's my reading, that I have seen that we are automatically, we didn't do it intentionally, but somewhere when I was studying, I saw that we are somewhere falling on the footsteps of APL Apollo. It was a tube plant originally. That was just one commodity that it was selling back in 2011-12. And today it is doing multiple products which actually have need in the markets, which have a high demand in the market. And they are doing it in a manner where they are somewhere branding those products and catering to multiple diverse product portfolios. Similar way, somewhere we are also going on the in the same direction. And that's, I find some alignment in their mentality and my mentality.
But sir, they are into more of a steel pipes and we are into forging. So
we are not into forging, sir. We are into steel bright bars wires. Our name is just forging, but we just do cold forging of nail headers as on day. And that too, we were not doing 2-3 years back. This name we have got from the past history.
Okay, got it.
We are into long products. The technical term is steel long products.
Okay, yeah, got it. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Bhavesh.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining the conference call of Maiden Forgings Limited. If you have any queries, at info@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.